Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's press conference. As you can see, KL Rahul from the Indian cricket team is here to address the press conference. And before we begin, just an announcement that Shreyas Iyer has been ruled out for the remaining two one-day internationals and he'll be exiting the bubble. I'll have the same process. Please raise hand and wait for your turn or send the question on chat. Yes, Sydney Giran.
Hi, KL. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, KL. KL, not too long ago, you were the wicketkeeper and then you were opening in T20s and batting in the middle order in the one-day international. And now, from the previous series, and now Rishabh has taken back the gloves in the T20s. And then you're, of course, batting in the middle order. And now also, skipper Virat said that he would like to open the T20s. When so much change around, how does it affect you, like, from being right at the top and having the gloves and then now Rishabh coming back, taking the gloves in the shortest format? How does it really affect you, Kit?
Look, when you're part of this Indian team, you always know that the competition is going to be really, really high and you can never sit back and feel comfortable and feel like you own your position. You'll always be challenged, and that's the good thing about. I mean, that's how our country is. It's not short of talent, and there will be players coming in and knocking on the door all the time. So, as a player in the team, you always try to push yourself and keep training harder and keep working on your game and try to get better and better every time, and whenever the opportunity comes, you try to grab it with both hands, and and you try to keep doing that in every series.
Yeah. Nikhil Vapad from the PTI.
Yeah, hi Rahul. You have gone through a lean patch in the T20 series and then you scored the 62 not out in the first game. So what did you do in the when you were not getting runs? And secondly, Virat had said that sometimes it just takes that one innings for a batsman to change gears. Is that true in your case also? Are you feeling more comfortable now after the first not in Pune?
Yes, I mean, this is part of the journey, and everybody goes through this. And I didn't do anything different, or I wasn't too stressed. I knew, I mean, obviously as a player, you're disappointed, and I've been sitting on the bench for a while, and the last time I played was three and a half months ago. So I was really excited and looking forward to doing well in the T20 series as well. And every cricketer, every player in the team wants to do that, and sometimes it doesn't happen, and you accept it. And for me, the most important thing was when I sat back and I tried to look back at things, I asked myself if I'd prepared well, if I was training hard, if there was anything that I did not do in terms of preparation. And when I thought about it, I did everything right. So after that, if I don't score runs, it's fine. I mean, I can accept that. And again, having said that, doesn't mean that you don't feel disappointed. You do feel disappointed because you're representing your country, or you're playing at this level. You want to keep performing and keep winning games for your team, but you also have to accept that it's not always going to go your way. You need to be patient at times. I've been doing well and scoring runs and contributing in whatever roles and responsibilities that have been thrown at me for the last two and a half years, and I've always put the team ahead and I've always performed. So when things were going right, I didn't question my process or didn't question my passion or my commitment towards the game or how I was preparing. So I didn't want to sit back and overthink about three or four bad performances, and I knew why. You need to accept it sometimes, and I was doing most things right, whatever was in my control, that is preparing well and being in a good mindset. And even after that, if you don't score runs, you accept it and move on.
Rupin Kale and then Vishesh Roy.
Hi sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, on the same question, the T20Is you struggled, and then in the ODI in the first game itself, you played an excellent knock. So do you think sometimes it helps to have a new series where you can just start with a clean slate? Basically, it gives you like a Monday feeling, let's say, and Do you think it's easier to start, do well in a new series compared to a low patch that you are going through in the middle of a series?
I don't know what helps, if the format makes a difference or not. You obviously carry your confidence or your bad performances into your next game. So that's the hardest thing for a player to forget what has happened a couple of games or a couple of days ago and then try and start fresh. It's always challenging. But like I said, I think the one day format, playing at number 5, just gave, you know, I could take a little bit more time than I did maybe in T20s. Also in T20s, I wanted to give myself time, but like I said, it wasn't going my way. So having spent a little time in the middle, having hit a couple of good shots from the middle of the bat, footwork going well, you tend to, you know, your nerves tend to calm down a little bit more. And then when I walked in, obviously, Shikhar was batting well, and we lost Shikhar early. We lost a couple of wickets when I walked in as well, and then Hardik got out. So I knew when Krunal walked in that, you know, me having played a little bit more cricket than Krunal, I realized that we'll have to stitch a partnership together, which was very important for the team. So in a way, when you stop thinking about your own personal game, and when there's the team's responsibility ahead of you, you start thinking a little bit more clearer, and like I said, having spent 20-25 balls in the middle, I started to feel a little bit more confident, and really happy that I could get that partnership with Krunal, and we managed to get the team past 300.
Yes, Vishesh Roy and then Venkat Krishna.
Hi, KL. You have always come back strongly whenever you have seen a minor blip in form. So were you confident of turning the tables in the ODI series? And would you say that the 50-over format is an easier format to find form as compared to the T20s?
Yes, I was confident. I've always, for a player to come this far, it's only his self-belief that gets him so far. So I've always been confident in who I am as a player, who I am as a person. So it was never an issue of confidence. It was never an issue of self-belief. Like I said, sometimes it's sport. You try everything you can. You do everything that is possible and in your control, and it still doesn't go your way. So you accept it, and you try and learn from the mistakes you've done, or try and learn from the hard days and get back stronger. So yeah, I was always confident. I mean, if I knew that in the nets and at training and at practice sessions I was batting well, if there was a real issue with my batting, then I would have probably been a little underconfident. But yes, scoring runs is important, and it is everything for a player. But for me, I also look at myself at training, and if I'm preparing well, if I'm hitting the ball well, if my mind is in the right place. So most of the things were right. The only thing that wasn't working or going well for me was the numbers chart, me getting runs, which is disappointing at the top of the order. When I open the batting, the team looks up to the openers to give them a solid start and get runs. So was a little disappointing, but it never affected my confidence or belief in myself.
Kale, there's been talk about change of approach in the T20s and even in the ODIs, how to start scoring from the middle order, in the middle overs as well. As a batting group, what are you guys going about it? Are you practicing anything specific in terms of shot selection and stuff, and how to play freedom with more freedom?
Look, freedom also, I mean, comes with playing a lot more. Lot more games, lot more winning a lot more games together, and matches like these, where we were 200 for 5, and just the last 10 overs nobody thought we could from that position get to 300, 315, and then those extra 40-50 runs that Krunal and me got in the end ended up being very crucial and ended up making the difference. So when we play more games like that, you as players, we as a team realize that there's you know, that we have the potential to do that even if our top order doesn't fire. So I think the more the talk obviously is about you know, getting playing with a lot more freedom, getting more runs. And when you say play with a lot more freedom, you end up scoring 350, 360 runs in a 50 over game. That, and then people will say, yes, the team is playing with a lot of freedom. And for us, it's about how we figure in every situation how we can get the team past 300 or 350 runs, whatever is good on that particular wicket on that particular day. And the more regularly we do that, the more confidence we'll get as a batting group and more confidence we will have as a team.
Bharat Ramaraj from Cricbus and then Amol Karadkar from the Hindu Sports Star. Yeah, Bharat. Amol, you can go.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Bharat from Cricbus. How do you look at Prasidh Krishna's performance in terms of what are his key strengths? You have played with him for so long at Karnataka. You might have played against him at night. So how do you look at Prasidh Krishna the bowler, his key strengths?
Look, quite honestly, I'm not surprised with what he did yesterday. I was always very confident that the next player that's going to come out of Karnataka is going to be Prasidh. We weren't of the same batch, but I watched him play a lot of junior cricket, and I watching him in the nets, he was somebody, you know, who'd catch your eye. Tall guy, bowls quick, gets a lot of bounce from the wicket, and something. Having played with him in the last couple of seasons in for Mustaq Ali and Vijay Hazare, I realized that he's a brave boy. He has a great sense of the game. It's not just his skill, but how he understands the game and how he reads the game. He's a very keen learner. He's like I said, very brave and comes in with a lot of aggression. Even if you saw the last game, he wasn't shy to have a word or two with the batsman, and he enjoys being in a contest, and that's something that I loved about him, and I'm so happy to see that he's carrying on the same thing, and he wasn't overwhelmed by the place he is in playing his first game for the country. I'm sure, you know, there will be a lot of nerves, but you know, the way he came back after the first three overs, got those crucial wickets. So these are the qualities that define a player, and as a team, I think a lot of us are very, very impressed with what he's done, and hopefully he can carry on, keep getting better at his skill and keep understanding the game better, and if he works harder, he'll be a great asset for Indian cricket.
We'll take a couple more now. Amol.
Hi Rahul. You spoke about not getting a game for like 3 months. Considering that you all don't have much to do off the field during these 3 months, despite the team doing so well, how difficult was it to cope with the fact that there was no game time? How did you handle all that situation? And Molin, if any official fitness update on Rohit and Shreyas?
Yes, so at the start, we did mention that Shreyas Iyer will not be available for the second and third one-day international.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, thanks. I missed it.
Yes, Kier. Look, I mean, as a batsman, or for me personally, I always feel that being in the middle playing games is what keeps me in the best touch. So having not got as much game time as I would have liked, I won't say it did play on my mind, but I knew that, you know, somehow or the other, I'll have to find a way to get myself best prepared with whatever opportunities I get at training, or we did a lot of open net sessions. So in terms of that, I tried to prepare in the best way possible. So, but again, having said that, nothing beats game time.
Final two in English, Amol Gokhale and Khurram Habib.
Hi, Amol from Dynasty here. Do you think that if spoke about Prateek Krishna doing well. So what do you think made all these celebrants make so well on the seven games, or they keep just coming up? Like Asir was there, Kunal was there, in terms of Surya was there.
Amulya, if you can send the question on chat, we're not able to hear you clearly.
It's too muffled.
Yeah.
Till
then, Kuram.
Understand. Go ahead with the next question.
No, Amulya, no.
Yeah, hi. When you are struggling for runs or when you are slightly out of form, does it help to come lower down or in the middle order than to face the new ball? Does it take some pressure off you?
I'm not sure what helps. I think the only thing that I know is the more time you spend in the middle, the more calmer or the more confident you start feeling. And for a lot of players, I mean, I'm an opener, so even if I batted top of the order, if I spent the most important thing is spending time in the middle, getting a few boundaries off your bat. And that sort of calms you down, and then you start focusing on the task ahead. So that would be the only thing that I know. I don't know batting top of the order, lower order, if it makes much of a difference. The only important thing is to spend time in the middle wherever you bat.
Sunil and Lily,
thank you.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आप रिस्ट इंजरी के वो कारण खेल नहीं पाए, उसके बाद इतने दिनों के बाद आपको खेलने को मिला, फिर रन्स नहीं हुए, ये सब पेलना कितना मुश्किल हो जाता है? आपका शांत स्वभाव है इसलिए ये पेलना आसान हो गया है, या शांत स्वभाव नहीं है जो आप दिखाते हो, या इनकलकेट किया है ये कामनेस, क्या है ये
सर? मैं पहले से ऐसे ही हूँ. आई हैव ऑलवेज ट्राई टू स्टे बैलेंस्ड. आई हैव ऑलवेज टोल्ड माई सेल्फ दैट यू नो आई लव दिस गेम इज गिवन एवरीथिंग फॉर मी. हूएवर आई एम टुडे इज बिकॉज ऑफ द गेम. बट इट्स ऑल्सो इम्पॉर्टेंट कि आप रियलाइज करें कि गेम को गेम की तरह ट्रीट करना इज ऑल्सो वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, एंड दैट इज वन थिंग आई बिलीव गिव्स यू, I mean, I don't know if it gives you more success, but it does keep you a lot more calmer. It keeps you in a good frame of mind, and only if you're in a good frame of mind, you can be more consistent, or aap team ke liye achhe performances de sakte ho. So this is something maine as growing up years mein, I kept talking to myself, or the more I've seen the game with more experience, ye cheez maine seekha hai. And जो भी हमारे सीनियर्स थे इंडियन टीम में, ऑल द लेजेंड्स, ऑल द ग्रेट्स ऑफ द गेम, व्हेनेवर यू टॉक टू देम, दे ऑलवेज टेल यू दिस, टू रिमेन बैलेंस्ड इन व्हाटएवर, इन योर गुड डेज, इन योर बैड डेज, एंड ऑलवेज ट्राई एंड हैव दैट हंगर. एंड आई एम नॉट अ पर्सन हु विल शो इट. मैं बहुत ज़्यादा एक्सप्रेसिव नहीं हूँ. बट दैट डजंट मीन, कभी कभी लोग सोचते भी हैं कि जस्ट बिकॉज आई एम quiet and don't have too many expressions that maybe he's not that passionate, or maybe he's not that aggressive for the game. But everybody is different, everybody's personality is different, everybody has a different way of expressing themselves, everybody has a different way of how they play the game, how they treat the game. So this is who I am, this is how I've always been, and this is who I'll continue to be. This is my personality. So the more I stay true to myself, जितना मैं अपने आप पर विश्वास रखूँगा, और जितना ज़्यादा मैं जैसे था जब रन्स बना रहा हूँ, जब रन नहीं बना रहा हूँ, जब भी वैसे ही रहूँगा, इफ़ देर इज़ नॉट टू मच ऑफ अ शिफ्ट, देन आई फील लाइक दैट गिव्स मी द बेस्ट चांस टू डू वेल फॉर माई टीम वेर एवर आई प्ले. सो यही चीज़ मैं कोशिश करता रहूँगा कि जितना ज़्यादा हो उतना ज़्यादा मैं बैलेंस्ड रहूँ एज अ पर्सन.
Final question, and Kail, the question is on chat, so I'll read it out.
Yeah.
Amol Gokhale says that the debutants are doing very well. What do you think makes them click straight away? Is it IPL or knowing that it might be their only opportunity?
I think a huge part is the IPL and the confidence that these boys come in with. And whoever's coming into the team, it's not because they've performed in one season of the IPL or one season of first-class cricket. It's been about 2-3 years of consistent performances in whatever at whatever level they play or wherever they play. Obviously, you know, you would have heard Surya and Ishan and Krunal in their interviews saying that, you know, they've played against most of these guys in the IPL at some point, and they know how they go about their games, and you know, IPL performances have obviously given them a lot of confidence, and they've carried that confidence into playing for their country, and it's something also the team, the management and the environment here in the Indian team, what we try to do is to give the confidence to the youngsters coming in. And I feel weird calling them youngsters because we've seen them for so many years, we've seen them performing, and yeah, when they come in, we, you know, we want all the players to continue to do what they've been doing at whatever levels they play. It shouldn't change how they play as soon as they wear an India cap. It's important that they stick to what they've been doing so well for so many years, and that is what has brought them so far. So it's important for them to keep believing in that process, and try to do their best here and try and enjoy the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.